Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Striving for a Healthy Lifestyle podcast. Kristen here, and I wanted to jump on here to talk about a little bit of insight into setting boundaries and saying no. I truly believe that when we're striving for a healthier lifestyle, a better life, a more fulfilling life, this is a really important key. And it actually goes a lot deeper than just saying no. And I will be making some suggestions later on in the podcast. And it won't be a long podcast, but I was awake in the middle of the night thinking about this. And how we can actually incredibly empower ourselves through the act of setting boundaries and saying no. And how doing that builds value within ourselves, empowers ourselves, and I want to say perpetuates our own self-love. But it's not just something you can fake. It's something that has to happen in a more deep process. And I'm definitely going to talk a little bit about, you know, if you find you're someone who often has a hard time saying no or has a hard time setting boundaries, therapy might be something that could be really helpful for you. Because what I'm going to get into is how your values, your own personal values, and how you value yourself, how you love yourself, plays such a key role. And if you're having a hard time setting boundaries, you're having a hard time saying no, there could be an issue with how you value yourself and love yourself. And that is, you know, beyond my scope. That's something where you could reach out for some professional help. However, when it comes to setting boundaries and saying no, I want to give some tips on how you can use this as a tool for ultimate empowerment. So let's say you have a situation, whether it be with a partner, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a family member, a coworker. The first two things you can look for when your boundaries have been crossed, which also really connects with your values, okay, is the feeling of, I just don't want to do that. You know, I just don't want to. There's something inside of you that isn't motivated towards the outcome, the situation, the job, the whatever. You just don't like it and you just don't want to. If you're having feelings that are like that, that is a really good indicator that something isn't sitting right with your values. And if you allow someone to overstep their boundaries, if you don't say no and you choose to do something that you didn't want to do, the effects from that can be greater, in a sense of you can become angry, you can become resentful towards that situation, person, and you lose power. So the first thing that you want to look out for is that feeling of, I just don't want to. I just don't want to. And the second thing that I think you can look out for is a feeling of, this doesn't feel good, or it just doesn't feel right. So let's go into a couple of examples. Let's use like a partner example. Let's say you're dating somebody and they want to have a threesome and you're a people pleaser because you don't value yourself. However, there's something about the situation that just doesn't feel right for you. I mean, maybe does feel right for you, but we're going to use a scenario that it doesn't feel right to you, and it's not something that you necessarily want to do. Then it comes down to, okay, where are your values? Is that something that you really want to do? If the answer is no, you might choose a yes, and you might overstep your own values and boundaries in order to people please your partner. If you say no, you might risk losing that person. So that's where your values really come into play. And fear is almost like a cloud floating above it. So it's like, if you really go with how you feel, I don't want to do this, this doesn't feel right, and you check in with your values, and it's not something that really sits well with you, then comes the fear of, well, what if this person will be upset with me, or what if this person will leave me? So the core of all of this is your personal values and how much you love and value yourself. And then that's where, if you find there's a bit of struggle, professional help would be completely appropriate to help you dig into why you don't value yourself, why you don't have these values, why you're not saying no and setting your boundaries. Because just kind of a blanket, just a blanket to explain this would be, you know, if you don't have values and you don't value yourself, values typically come from your experiences in life, number one. Okay, how much you value yourself comes from your experiences that you've had in your life. They've come from how your parents have raised you and treated you. Your values come from your trauma and your childhood. So those are just a few really primary examples that stick out for me that shape your values. If there was some issues with how your parents raised you, if there was some trauma, that could definitely impact how you love and value yourself, which will then impact whether you set boundaries or not. Because if you have these insecurities, if you have a fear of abandonment, you might choose things that don't sit well with you because you're afraid of being alone. So let's reframe that. So when you're looking at saying no and setting boundaries, it's because you're choosing something that feels right for you. I'm going to say no to this because it just doesn't feel right for me. Or I don't like the way you spoke to me. I find it disrespectful. And from personal experience, I've lost a few people in the past couple of years, and I've been doing a lot of personal work over the past 4 years. And I've watched people walk away from me as soon as I set a boundary, as soon as I express my values. And it's at a point now where it's time to open up the door and let them walk away. So it's also interesting to look at, okay, so let's say you do people please them, and you set your values aside, and you don't, and you say yes, and you let things happen the way you don't feel comfortable with. Chances are that situation or that individual is going to let you down anyways. So it's kind of a lose-lose. But you trick yourself into thinking, if I do what this person wants, they'll stay with me, they'll love me, I'll be looked after, etc. This could also be put into like a scenario where you're at work. Let's say you have a job and your boss is treating you unfairly, or you're in a work situation and something just doesn't feel right, and you stand up for yourself, and that person, let's say all of a sudden you're going to be looking for a new job, you have lost one situation in your life, which opens the door for gaining something else. And the same thing with people. If you have three disrespectful people in your life, or three people who are taking advantage of you, or three people who are pushing things on you, if you say no to all three and they all walk away, you will have that fear of abandonment, but you will also have an opportunity. The door could be open. I guarantee you the door will be open for something healthier, something better, whether it's another job, whether it's a new helpful experience, whether it's a person in your life that feels more right and feels good. Now, here's the thing about the people on the other end, right? So say if you set boundaries and you say no to somebody, an interesting thing is this is when you really get to find out other people's values as well. And if they're not adults, and if they don't truly care about you and care about your values, they will walk away. If they're not adults, they won't be able to deal with you standing up for yourself. If they're not aligned with your values, they won't be able to deal with your empowerment. And that's okay. That's where you let them walk away and you understand that you're better off without them. Fear will come tapping and knocking and remind you that, oh, what if you're alone, you know? And again, if this is something that you're experiencing, therapy would be really helpful because this is all tied to your upbringing, your childhood, your experiences, your traumas, right? As to why you might want to stick around when things don't feel right or do something when it doesn't feel right. Fear will be tapping at the door. But like all things with this duality, on the other side of fear, once you go and do that work and understand where it's coming from and let go, let these situations, experiences, people walk out of your life, a door will open. And empowerment will, like a seed, start growing from within you. So here's something else. When you're not setting your boundaries and you're not saying no, it's usually because of a couple of things, right? If you say yes, okay, like I'm going to go to this party, but I really don't feel like it. I'm just going because if I don't go, that person's going to be mad at me. We've all been in situations like that. So you're doing something, one, out of guilt, two, to please others, three, to be liked, four, in order not to hurt their feelings, or five, to avoid confrontation or the risk of them getting mad at you. And six, them leaving you, them abandoning you. Whereas on the contrary, if you stick with your values and you stick up for yourself, you will have that empowerment of, I made a healthy choice for myself. You'll have that empowerment of, I choose love, not lies, not control. I choose myself. I choose to love myself. And I refuse to be disrespected, controlled, manipulated, or guilted into a situation, person, experience, etc. And that also funnels into this because I love me and I value myself and I value my values. And if that strength can foster and grow and flourish, other doors will open. No one needs to pressure you. No one needs to treat you in a way that makes you feel bad about yourself, in a way that makes you question your own values. No one has the right to tarnish your values or to change your values. And that's another thing I wanted to talk about is your values might be rusty. Again, because of your experience, your parents, your traumas, your childhood, your values might be encrusted with rust. And that's where therapy comes into play, is how do I do the deep work to scrape off that rust and to uncover who I really am and what I really believe and what I really want. And just a part of that is this setting boundaries and saying no and choosing yourself first. And allowing one door, they say one door that closes is another door that opens. But I think with individuals who have experienced some abandonment and some trauma, is their values are under a rock and they're just so afraid of being alone. And myself included. I had a ex-boyfriend that dumped me. He dumped me. And he was always, there were some red flags that I didn't pay attention to right in the beginning. And we only dated for about 4 months, but he dumped me. And he recently started chatting with me again. And I thought, let's just watch and see where this goes. I bet you anything he's going to try to have sex with me. And I will not do it. I had my heart broken. And I'm not going to fall into that trap again. So kudos to me. And he did when in a vulgar way, suggested sex. I actually told him, for the first time ever, like, don't talk to me that way. That's very disrespectful. And he, said, he kind of tried to blame it on me, like, oh, well, I thought that's where our conversation, it was not where the conversation was going. It was where he was going, whether it was something he was conscious of or unconscious of. And he ended up deleting me off Facebook after that. And I thought, you know what? Goodbye. There's the door. I will not allow you to disrespect me ever again. And there's been a few other circumstances where I'm like, something just doesn't feel right. And when I speak up about it, that person's very defensive. And that person is like ready to just like almost like run away. And it's a very good thing. It's actually a very positive thing because you're creating that boundary where they're realizing they're not able to manipulate you. This can also, again, happen in a work environment, whether it's with a coworker or somebody that you work with, or a boss, like, or a family member. If they're wrong and you know it, or their values don't align with yours, or you don't want to do something and you say, I don't want to do that. If they cut you out of their life, perfect. Because something about them is very toxic. And if you continue to feed into that, it's going to stunt your growth, and it's going to put out the fire of your empowerment. But setting those boundaries and staying strong in them and doing the work to uncover your values and your self-love and your self-worth, that will lead to a type of empowerment that I really believe will open up new opportunities. And that's it. This is like just my short little tidbit for today. It kept me up in the night, so I wanted to come on and talk about it. I'm going to try to provide a podcast every month. But again, for me, it has to be something that's not regurgitated. I have to have true inspiration and experience in something. I don't want to be sharing something that I've Googled and I just think it would be a cool topic. I really want this podcast to last a long time and be without ads and be without distractions and actually have some good sustenance to it. I run a fitness studio here in Ontario, Canada. And our website is, well, we do TRX Suspension Pilates. So our website is TRX Pilates, PTBO.com. And we also have a Instagram. And the Striving for a Healthy Lifestyle is now on Instagram as well. I'm on there. I'm going to be creating a virtual studio for not only fitness and health and wellness and flexibility, all the things that help us feel good in our body, but also I'm going to be creating a bit of a platform for education, for inspiration, something that can be for not only your body, but your mind and your spirit, your soul, nutrition, you know, just good nourishing stuff. So if you want to come and follow us on Instagram at Striving for a Healthy Lifestyle, I'm on there. I haven't posted very much because I've been busy with the Pilates studio or TRX Pilates PTBO. You're welcome to come and follow and say hi and send us a message. And I hope everyone's having a blessed day. Set those boundaries and say no.